Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, all my wonderful friends. Hi there. You know, I miss you guys through the week, and I know you miss me too. But right now, we're going to move on out and move into the Word and to the will of God, because that is what you have been waiting to hear. I've been waiting to hear it. But welcome to the Hour of Power, Hour for Power, Dr. Cupertino Show. Yes, I know it is not an hour, but you need some time before and after to digest what thus saith the Lord. And so right now, we're going to do what we do best. We're going to pray and thank God that you're able to tune in to the Dr. Cupertino Show and hear a very good and timely topic, especially in the day and time that we walk and live and breathe in. So let's bow our head, or stand up, sit down, fall down, whatever. But let's approach God from earth and heaven. Father God in heaven, eternal God, eternal Father, eternal everything and more, we come to you right now because, God, we found out that we can't make it without you. We can't live without you. We tried, but we don't want to try anymore. And we thank you for hearing us. Mommy may not have heard, may not hear today. Daddy might not have cared to hear. But the Bible says that we can come to you, O God, O hearer of prayer, O Father of lights. And here we come. Been sad all week, been worried all week, been thinking about what's going to happen the next week. But right now, we're stopping to hold up and hold on our hand and say, touch me, God, touch me and make me whole. You, God, that we have that opportunity to do that and to keep you first, knowing that you are our Creator, God, and that we did not create ourselves. Just as you have a heart, you've given us one, and a heart and a mind to follow you. Let us follow your words today, God. May not go to church tomorrow, but talk to me. Talk to us. Talk to all of us real good, so that we can better get to know you. And to know you is to do your will. How can we do your will if we don't know anything about you? Talk to us. Tell us. Show us. Make us feel. And we'll make you proud. And you know what? You'll get all of the glory. You want glory, you're going to get it through our lives. Thank you, God. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Hey, amen. And amen and amen, amen. Hi, you guys. Today, we're going to have as our topic a very timely subject. And that is how to stand victoriously, rather than stand as a coward. Who wants to be a coward? Not me. But our topic today is, I am a miracle maker, and I stand victorious. I'm a miracle maker. You know, we need to stop begging and start praying. We've been down, we've been put down, we've been dragged down long enough, following the examples of godless ones, just thinking it until they make it. And look at them. They haven't done that yet. It is time for you to stand and run on the promises of God. Run on the promises of God. Run on in the, through the promises of God. If he made you and he called you to do something and then sent you on, well, it's time to get up and look up to the one who holds tomorrow and another and no other. Hear how you can create your own miracles. You can get out of jail cell on a miracle. You can get out of a bad relationship on a miracle. You can get out of a bad marriage. Yes, I said that. On a miracle. You can walk out of that hospital on a miracle. You can rise up out of that nursing home on a miracle. You can get out of that convalescent bed on a miracle. You can go to Bank of America and find out you got something on a miracle. You can create your own miracles. All you've got to do is just say so. Yes, in your life and in the lives of others. Others are looking for miracles too. They're looking to you as a miracle maker. Yes, they are. Scripture says the eyes of the weak look to the strong. Be somebody strong man today and tomorrow. You're going to learn how you can be a miracle maker. And you know, to get started on that, the book of Hebrews, Holy Bible, Hebrews, chapter 2 has some very good information about miracles and some prerequisites for having them. So if you don't have the Holy Word, no problem. Just listen, and I guarantee you that I'm reading from the, I'm reading from the NIV, that's a New International Version. Most have the King James. I love King James Version. But listen to this. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1 through 5. We must pay careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away. You want to create some miracles? Don't drift away from the miracle maker. For if the message spoken by angels was binding, and every violation and disobedience received its just punishment, how in the world shall we escape if we ignore such a great salvation? This salvation, which was first announced by the Lord, was confirmed to us by those who heard him. God also, now listen to this now, God, not Dr. Cupertino, God also testified to it, meaning salvation that was first announced and confirmed to us by those who heard him. God also testified to it by signs, wonders, and various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit distributed according to his will. You want to make some miracles? You've got to ask God for his Holy Spirit. It's as simple as that. Hey, miracle maker. Hey, miracle maker. Victorious one. The scriptures here to Paul, St. Paul to some says that God has testified to any type of salvation or saving grace by signs. God is going to confirm you with salvation. He's going to show it to the world by a sign, a wonder, which is a supernatural phenomena, a wonder, and various miracles. You know what a miracle is? A miracle is a blessing of joy, not by one's own hand. That's a miracle. You want to see a miracle? You're really asking God for a blessing by his Holy Spirit. What would make God give you his Holy Spirit? What would cause God to give you his Holy Spirit? You're already walking in his Spirit. It's a Holy Spirit. But now we're talking about the creative force portion of that Holy Spirit. Just like we have a body, the hands do one thing, the eyes do one thing, the feet do one thing, and the legs do one thing, and guess what? The Holy Spirit is also decompartmental. Several things based on the components of it. So, God himself testified to salvation through wonders, signs, and various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit. You want to be a miracle maker? You just got to break down and go to God. You've got to go humbly to God on two feet, crawling on two legs, God, in the name of Jesus, grant me your Holy Spirit. Number one, for him to grant you the Holy Spirit so that, yes, you can be that miracle maker. Your vessel has got to be clean. He said, you must be holy as I am holy. So that means he's not going to put his Holy Spirit into an unholy vessel. Does not that make sense? You've got to be holy. Holy, holy, holy is what the angels fly around in heaven saying around that throne about God Almighty. You want his Holy Spirit? You've got to be a clean vessel. God, in the name of Jesus, that one, make me clean, make me whole. I don't want to be clean. I don't want to be whole. I just want to make a miracle. That's not going to work. You've got to be a clean vessel to be a miracle maker. To present before the world at large a phenomenon that they don't see every day, and all miracles bring good. You've never seen a bad miracle. Have you ever heard of a bad miracle? You know, I could write a song on that. And slay them all night, bad miracle, bad miracle, I laid up all night. I could make a song on that. But you've never heard of a bad miracle. Now, you know what? One of these pop stars might come up with something like that. Maybe I should write that down. But you never heard, kingdom of God, of a bad miracle. So there's not going to be good miracles put in bad bodies. We've got to cry out and ask God, make me whole. I want to be a miracle maker. Because if I don't become a miracle maker, my circumstances are going to get worse than what they are. Me personally, I don't want to live without being a miracle maker. You know, you too don't want anything to do with this world in the present state that it is in, unless you can come out on the scene as a miracle maker. This world is not waiting for the ordinary man. They don't want to see the ordinary woman. Look at the magazines. Look at the ladies in there. They don't even look human. You see two eyes, you see lips. Nobody wants to see anything that is ordinary. Forget that. Go sit down. Order your casket. Try to fit into your coffin. No one wants to see that. Miracle makers are strong. They're gorgeous. They're beautiful. They're charismatic. And they call forth miracles that do appear. You have that power only after God has cleaned up your vessel. Ask God to clean you up. Tell him you're sick of you. Tell him you're sick and tired of looking at you in this present state. The world is waiting on a miracle. They deserve that. You know why they do? Because John 3:16 says that God sent his son, his only begotten son, so that those who might believe should not perish and have everlasting life. I've talked to some, I don't want to live forever. I don't want to live past that 60, 70, 80. Miracle makers never die. They may transfix, they may transform. The child is waiting on a miracle in his or her life. The lady is waiting on a miracle. Tried everything, done everything, been everywhere, talked about everything. They're waiting on a miracle. Men whom God created first, going about trespassing under the travail of sin, sickness, degradation, and dreams not manifested. They too, all of us, are looking for a miracle. And God has said that the only way that we're going to be able to be a miracle maker, we've got to also have the gifts of the Holy Spirit so that they can be distributed amongst those according to his will. Don't you want to be in the will of God? Well, I'm turning over to Galatia 5. Let's start talking about some of these gifts of the Spirit. You want to? Yes, yes, yes. I'm reading now Galatians 6. Okay? And I'm going to read just a little bit. I'm going to step back over to 5. But Galatians 6:7 says, hey, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. The one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Hey, listen, let us not become weary in doing good. For at the time, you know what, I get weary. For at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have the opportunity, let us do good now to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. Now, anyone who receives instruction in the word must share all good things with his instructor. Share. Test your own action. Share that. Now, let's talk a little bit about these so-called gifts. You know, Hebrews said that now. You know what Hebrews 2:4 said? The fruit of the Spirit, if you want to know anything about God and his gifts, is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The Bible says against such things there's no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature. So listen, you want to be a miracle maker? You want to stand and be victorious where the animal can sense you and run? God says, you must put on love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Stop running the con. You're not going to be a miracle maker any other way. He already told us. Remember, I just read Hebrews. I just read that. 2:4. And I just read something about the fruits that we must put on. I don't want to do it all the time. But since God testified that if you do those things, if you put on love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, that's Galatians, that the 6th chapter, then God is going to distribute you and your miracles to others through you as gifts of the Holy Spirit. God's not going to give bad man a dime. He's not going to give bad man anything. Satan might let the bank accounts be plentiful. He might make the house and bonds larger and larger and larger. What good is that when we're promised 70 or 80 with special mightiness? What a joke. Oh my God. Rich man got everything and crying now because, you know, he's got to lay it all down. That's not good. You want to be a miracle maker. You want to, like the architect, you want to come up with the thought of goodness, greatness. What does I need to please God? You don't need anything. You need a spirit. And the only way you're going to get a spirit, you've got to put on the attributes of God. Then you can stand to be a miracle maker. You're not going to be a miracle maker without love. You're not going to be a miracle maker without joy and peace, long-suffering, kindness, gentleness, self-control. You're not going to be a miracle maker. Don't you want to be a miracle maker? All this mess going on in our world, they're waiting to hear from you. They're waiting to see something in your life. They're waiting to see that, oh my God, here's another con man. No, they're not waiting for more con men, con women. They're waiting for a chance to say, oh, for God I live, for God I die, because they're watching your example. Hungry man has nothing to say but to pray for food. Hungry man out of work has nothing to say but to pray to God for work. But let me tell you something. He also said that all these things come from the Holy Spirit. So we have to cry and say, God, make me holy. I've been walking a fool. I've been walking a damn fool. But right now, you know what? It's time for a change. I've lost everything. Everything I have, you know, it's not really mine. I've been a fake all my life. Don't know where to turn. Done everything. Done just try everything. Ain't nothing worked. Still broke, still busted, still disgusted. Still broke, ain't got nothing. Trying to get something. Tired of being a fake. You're not a fake God. Why should I go about as a fake, created in your image? Turn this thing around. turn this thing out. I know I'm a miracle maker because you created me. But now help me to put on a robe of Holy Spirit. You promised. You said you testified by signs and wonders and various miracles and by gifts of the Holy Spirit distributed to your will. You said through your Son that here I come after him and I'm going to do greater works. How in the world can I do them if I'm not a miracle maker? The child is waiting. You said that, you know that. Do that. And then I'm going to go and proclaim your words. Okay, see, now here we go. We're sort of, you know, on the down low bargaining with God. You know, that may not be all that good. But just as his Son promised, you can promise. You can start up by saying, God, listen to me. Oh, Heavenly One. Oh, Father, listen to me. I have listened to you. I've heard from you. Listen to me. I love you. I have to love you because you said that you're love. And if you created me, you created love. So I'm in love. I'm love. I'm in love. I'm through love. I am love. So that obligates you to look down and listen. Listen to me. I want to do better. I want to be better. If you do not send a miracle into my life to help me become a miracle maker, I'm out the door. There's no need of me hanging around. What can I do? Flesh and blood cannot inherit heaven. I can't stand there. I can't stand here with all of these hate groups, you know, hanging around. You need a witness. You said this, Isaiah says, that your people will be called by your name and be called your witnesses. How in the world can I be called your witness, God's witnesses? How can I be called God, a Jehovah witness in the name of Jesus Christ? How can I be called a witness to anything that I've not seen? And if there's no miracles in my life for me to see, then I've not seen nothing. I have nothing to say. You've got to look down at this vine. The psalmist says, look down, look down, look down. You've got to look down and have mercy on me, flesh and blood. You already knew I was going to take this bad course. And sin, what do sinners do? They sin. So how can you not accept me back because I'm sorry? In a redemptive state, how can you not? Your Son said it. I'm going to be doing miracles. I'm performing them. I'm talking about them. I'm leading others. How can you not make me a miracle maker? He said, I'm going to be doing greater works. We will be doing greater works. My grandma will be doing greater works. But now here I'm reading in Hebrews that, hey, the Holy Spirit has to come upon me. Just as they did your Son. He was walking about. Not one miracle reported before he was baptized. Not one miracle reported. But after the Holy Spirit descended, he started his ministry. Satan could not fool him in that vestibule. So what do you expect me to do without an anointing? I can do nothing until you come. How can I be a miracle maker and to stand victorious amongst the heathen unless you give me your spirit? Okay, 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 okay. I heard, be holy. Then do something about it. Make me holy. Create in me. Create in me, like David said. Create in me a clean heart. And renew in me a right spirit. Oh, I got one. Renew that. Renew that. That spirit. The spirit of creation. Yes, yes. I have that. I am a walking creation. Okay, 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 okay. I heard. So that means that I do have a spirit. Some type of your spirit. But now, after the creative force of the spirit, according to Genesis 1:1. I now need the spirit of miracle making. Give me that. How can I be representative on earth? A fool, a coward, hungry, broke. That is no testimony to a God that says the cattle on a thousand hills is his. Come on now. This is no joke. Then here I am. You said, come unto you, and you'll come unto me. Okay, okay, okay. Here I am. Now, I'm tired of this game. Is it a game? It's going to be a game. And not a miracle maker. And able to stand victorious because you're standing afar off. There's no need to stand afar off anymore. Here I am in my prodigal-like state. I'm coming. I'm running. I'm looking. I'm looking into the distance. And I see you. I feel you. I hear you. How will anyone on this earth listen to me if I am not a miracle maker? If I'm not perceived to be one, a coward. Ordinary, laying on the hospital bed. What is that? That's nothing. A miracle maker? I've got to be that. You don't want me out and about begging your adversary, Satan, for anything? Hey, I've been down. We've been down. I've been put down. They've been put down. I've been dragged down. They've been dragged down long enough. You make these promises to your son. Come clean with them. What else do we have to offer in this state? What else do we have? You say, okay, let me see now. You want praise, you want glory, you want faithfulness, you want to step forward for your son. Ah, yeah, yeah, then make something happen. How can I do all things through Christ who strengthened me if I'm not a miracle maker? I am that. I am that. Activate it in the name of Jesus right now. Activate me right now. Fall, drop it down. Drop down your anointing on me. Why do you think I'm listening to you? Because you have something to say. Why do you think that I'm listening to you? Why do you think I'm coming to you? Told you. I've done it all. I've tried it all. And nothing, 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 nothing. God, have mercy. You, God, is nothing has worked. So I already know that. I am a miracle maker. Your son said it. Now activate it. I'm giving you me. I'm going to start practicing Galatians 5, all those attributes. I'm going to read it today, and I'm going to put forth some effort, but I'm not going to do it if you don't help me. You need me, God. You need me on earth as your living testimony. You need me. You need me. Satan has overflooded the land with all of his kind. They're masquerading around, laughing, scoffing at you. You need me. Just like you sent your son. Send me. Send me. I'm the new miracle maker. I'm the new one that someone needs to get in behind. His footsteps follow because I am behind him. It's time now. Make me. Create in me. Please create in me. Please create in me. A clean heart, and renew in me a right spirit. Then, activate that miracle maker button. Just push it real heavy and hard. Push it, and you're going to get the glory. Thank you guys for tuning in. You really are a miracle maker. Just ask him. Just ask him. Just ask. Just say, yes, I am. Do it, and do it now. Tune in next week to the Hour of Power, Alpha Power, Dr. Cupertino Show. You can always contact me at mothernature7@gmail.com or leave me a message at 424-634-9615. Go forward in his name and his will as a miracle maker and stand victorious because you can, and most of all, because he promised, and also because he lives. Goodbye. God bless you all.